lift your feet up well when you trot, and never bite or kick, even in play.
I've never forgotten my mother's advice. I knew she was a wise old horse, and our master thought a great deal of her. Her name was Duchess, but he often called her Pet. Our master was a good, kind man. He gave us food, good lodging, and kind words. He spoke as kindly to us as he did to his little children. We were all fond of him, and my mother loved him very much. When she saw him at the gate, she would neigh with joy and trot up to him. He would pat and stroke her and say,
"Well, old Pet, and how is your darkie?"
I was a dull black, so he called me darkie. Then he would give me a piece of bread, which was very good, and sometimes he bought a carrot for my mother. All the horses would come to him, but I think we were his favourites.
And when he saw the little man running across the field and heard the cook calling, "Jocko! Jocko, stop the gingerbread man!" he at once gave one big jump. But he jumped so fast and so far that he went right over the gingerbread man. And as luck would have it, he came down on the back of Towser, the dog, who had just scrambled over the wall and whom he had not before noticed. Towser was naturally taken by surprise, but he turned his head round and promptly bit off the end of the monkey's tail. And Jocko quickly jumped off again, shattering his indignation. Meanwhile, the gingerbread man had got to the bottom of the tree and was saying to himself,
"Now, I know the dog can't climb a tree, and I don't believe the old cook can climb a tree. And as for the monkey, I'm not sure, for I've never seen a monkey before."
Once upon a time, there lived near a forest a man and his wife and two girls. One girl was the daughter of the man, and the other the daughter of his wife, and the man's daughter was good and beautiful, but the woman's daughter was cross and ugly. However, her mother did not know that, but thought her the most bewitching maiden that ever was seen. One day the man called to his daughter and bade her to come with him into the forest to cut wood. They worked hard all day, but in spite of the chopping, they were very cold. For it rained heavily, and when they returned home, they were wet through.
"The kettle begun it. Don't tell me what Mrs. Periwinkle said. I know better." Mrs. Periwinkle may leave it on record to the end of time that she couldn't say which of them begun it. But I say the kettle did. I ought to know, I hope. "The kettle begun it. Full 5 minutes by the little waxy-faced Dutch clock in the corner. Before the cricket uttered a chirp, as if the clock hadn't finished striking, and the convulsive little haymaker at the top of it, jerking away right and left with the scythe in front of a Moorish palace, hadn't mowed down half an acre of imaginary grass before the cricket joined in at all. Why, I'm not naturally positive. Everyone knows that. I wouldn't set my opinion against the opinion of Mrs. Periwinkle, unless I were quite sure, on any account whatever.